This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. But is this great nation headed in a disastrous direction? There's a new piece in Atlantic Magazine. There's a new book. The piece in Atlantic Magazine, America is headed toward collapse. History, however, according to the subtitle, suggests how to stave it off. This is based upon the new book, already an Amazon bestseller, a book by our guest, Professor Peter Turchin. It's called End Times, Elites, Counter-Elites, and the Path of Political Disintegration. It is released today in hardcover, and again, already an Amazon bestseller. Peter Turchin is project leader at the Complexity Science Hub in Vienna, a research associate at University of Oxford, and emeritus professor at the University of Connecticut. Very pleased to welcome you to the show. You talk about the pattern in all human societies that experience recurrent waves of political crisis, and you talk about two major crises breakdowns in American history. The first one you talk about is the Civil War. What was the second crisis that you discuss, Peter Turchin?
Hi, Michael. Yes, well, let me just step back first and say that my research team has been studying hundreds of societies, of past societies, sliding into crisis and then emerging from them. And one of those societies is, of course, United States of America, where I live. United States of America experienced two past crises. The first one, as you mentioned, is the American Civil War, which ended in a disaster, 600,000 people killed. The second crisis, which is less well known, was during the 1910s and 20s. During this time, according to all the data that we've been collecting, the United States was in a revolutionary situation that could have gone either the way of, again, a bloody civil war, or, as it happened, the crisis was resolved without major bloodshed. It is due to a confluence of influences, so to speak, but a very important role in managing this crisis is due to the prosocial segments of American elites, specifically Franklin Delano Roosevelt and his team.
And, okay, when you talk about the crisis of the 1920s, the crisis of the disillusionment after America's participation in the First World War, what were the essential issues that were dividing the country at that time? I mean, I know we had recently spoken about a new book about the rise of the Ku Klux Klan in the 1920s, a book by Timothy Egan. But what was it that people were battling about in that second, less well-known breakdown in America?
There were multiple issues. First of all, there was a series of violent labor strikes when a number of people would get killed. There was a huge wave of race riots rolling across the America. In some of those race riots, hundreds of people were killed. There was actually a mini civil war in West Virginia where about 10,000 or more miners armed with rifles were fighting against deputies, and that's when the United States actually used the planes against them. And finally, there was a bloody campaign by anarchists, mostly Italian anarchists. Things were so dire at that point that many people, many members of the American elites, felt that a kind of a Bolshevik revolution was likely to happen. That's 1921, the first Red Scare. So the presence of the USSR and later on of Nazi Germany was also a threatening influence of, you know, shaping the thinking of people in charge.
Yes, and there were many people in America don't know it, but as early as Mussolini's takeover of Italy by the first fascist party, he had American supporters. He had people who were very much part of the elite who thought that Mussolini, who was later followed by Hitler, was the way to go. Do you believe that we are facing a comparable kind of breakdown with a comparable threat of violence today in our country?
I do so, and that's where it is very useful to have those massive historical data sets that can tell us not only that we are in crisis, but also why. Let me tell you that the most important factor driving societies into crisis is what we call elite overproduction. Simply put, it's too many people who are elite wannabes for the number of elite positions in a society. And when there are too many elite aspirants, as we call them, the competition between them becomes so fierce that many of them turn to breaking rules, essentially, even violence, in order to advance their careers. Think about it. It's like a game of musical chairs, except that the number of chairs, let's say 10, stays constant, but the number of players gets first, you know, 12, 20, 30, 40. You can imagine the kind of chaos that would ensue. And this is what we see in historical societies over and over again. When this situation of elite overproduction develops, the elites fall apart, fall amongst themselves. Some of the elite factions lead revolutionary movements or maybe civil war factions. And this is where I believe we are at in the United States today.
Okay, you say in your article in Atlantic, and I assume it is a theory in your book as well, that there are historical indicators of how we can stave off this collapse in America. What's the main thing we need to do to stave off collapse?
Well, first of all, I should say that in the past, in most cases, let me step back and say this, that the road to crisis seems to be quite channelized. It's like a ball rolling down a narrow valley with steep walls, and so there is only way to go. But once you get to crisis, it's a cusp, and a number of different roads open up. Some of them lead to collapse, right? Others lead to much better outcomes. Collapse is not inevitable. Clearly, the decisions made by the elites and by the populations during crisis make a difference. Unfortunately, in the past, maybe 10-15% of the crisis were resolved in a good way. And so we can use those examples to try to inform ourselves how can we get out of this crisis without blood. So, for example, let's go back and look to the 1920s. So actually, this whole period, starting with the Progressive Era, from roughly speaking 1900, and on into the New Deal, so three decades of the first, the three first decades of the 20th century, there was a number of initiatives adopted and tried and set in stone, so to speak, during the New Deal. So I'm not saying that we should do exactly the same, because each situation is different. United States today is different from United States 100 years ago. But here's what they did. First of all, they gave more power to workers.
If you will hang on, I want to continue the conversation with Peter Turchin. And he is the author of End Times, Elites, Counter-Elites, and the Path of Political Disintegration. And his talk about and research about warring elites and how dangerous that can be and how destructive for any civilization is the heart of his argument. We will be right back about what kinds of initiatives.
Are you feeling old or tired? This is your immune system telling you your body has too much acid. Is your stomach upset? Acid indigestion? You can't eat the foods you really like? Well, Balance 7 will change all of that by diluting the acid buildup in your body. Go to our website, michaelmedved.com, and click on the banner for Balance 7. Use the code MEDVED and get $15 off your order. Free shipping plus a free bottle of My Smooth Skin and a money-back guarantee. Just 3 1-ounce sips a day is all you need from Balance 7. How much will the new tax on gasoline impact your commuting costs? How can a Trojan horse income tax effort be inserted into a property tax relief proposal? And is your local school prioritizing critical race theory over teaching math and reading? Well, Washington Policy Center will keep you informed on everything you need to know about state policy. At WashingtonPolicy.org, you can subscribe to WPC's free Friday newsletter and get the information and analysis you need to stay on top of what's happening in our state. Go to WashingtonPolicy.org.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
A few minutes more with Professor Peter Turchin, who has been pursuing extremely relevant and a very important research in various educational institutions in Europe, including the University of Oxford and at the University of Connecticut here in the United States. And Peter, you were talking before about the successes of the New Deal and facing a world that was collapsing, falling apart, and full of danger before World War II, and how the United States was able to stave that off. In terms of our divisions right now, which are so bitter and so angry that people are even worried about explosions of violence when the former president of the United States is standing trial and will be standing trial because of the mishandling of classified documents. What are the most important things, if you can mention two of them, that your research indicates that our leaders on all sides ought to consider to help stave off the collapse of the United States that you write about?
Well, to do this, we need to understand the deep structural trends that have brought us to the crisis. Let me introduce another concept to you, the wealth pump. It's the perverse wealth pump that takes the riches from the workers and gives them to the rich. The wealth pump was turned down in the United States during the New Deal era as a result of giving worker power to bargain with the capitalists, so to speak, by increasing their taxes on the rich and by using the minimum wage and raising it up to keep decrease poverty. All right, but in the 1970s, the American elites forgotten all those lessons, and they gradually turned their wealth pump on. And there's some famous graphs where you can see how the productivity of American workers kept going beyond the 1970s, but wages stopped growing and even declined. So what was happening that all that extra wealth, instead of going to workers as a result of economic growth, it went to the employers. And what we see then happening is that over the next 40 years, the number of uber-rich, like households with $10 million or more of wealth, has exploded by a factor of 10. Just think about it. The population grew by 40%, but the number of these deca-millionaires rose tenfold. And that was this overproduction of wealthy people is one of the problems driving our current crisis. Think about that some proportion of those wealthy people wanted to translate their wealth into political power, and Donald Trump, of course, is the prime example of that, but not the only one. Michael Bloomberg and a few others are also in that cohort. And as a result of that, by the 20-teens, we had too many elite wannabes again. And that has led to the destruction of the social norms that have governed that govern the normal functioning of our democratic society. So this elite overproduction.
I'm trying to get a handle on this, Professor Turchin. Is that are you arguing that the fact that we had 10 times the number of deca millionaires, 10 times the number of people who were worth $10 million or more, that was a bad thing, or is it not a reflection of a increasing wealth generally, giving all those newly wealthy people the ability to start, build businesses, and to hire other people?
So that's the good side of things, but there are three downsides. First of all, the immiseration of the population, of the general population, creates massive numbers of people who are disaffected, and that increases the mass mobilization potential that can be used later to drive insurrections. Secondly, having too many wealthy people has a more subtle problem, because not everybody, of course, who has 10 millions of dollars or more wants to become a politician, but some proportion of them does. And as the number of uber wealthy has increased tenfold, the number of people who wanted to compete for the political office also increased tenfold. But the number of political positions has not changed. We still have one president, 100 senators, and so on and so forth. So this is why elite overproduction is so dangerous. It creates such intense competition that many of the people who are losing at competition are willing to start breaking the rules. And that's what you saw in 2016. So to get back to your question, how do we try, what do we need to do now? Well, at the deep structural level, we need to shut down this wealth pump. What that will do is we bring back into alignment.
How would you shut down the wealth pump?
How would you, now, I'm not a politician, so I'm not going to propose specific policy, right? So I'm just saying that it's possible to do. The New Deal did that, the mid-19th century in UK, in British Empire, known as the Chartist period, they did that too, and they were the only large European country that avoided the European revolutions of 1848. And we have other examples. So it's possible to do, but we don't want to just copy mindlessly those examples.
Okay, so basically, does your analysis say anything about the direction that America is likely to choose, assuming that it's Trump and Biden? You have done these massive studies. Would you be expecting a return of Donald Trump to the White House or a re-election of Joe Biden?
No. Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm not making any predictions about who's going to win in 2024 because our ability to make forecasts, you know, things depend too much on personalities, what will happen in the next year and a half. But think about
That certainly, personalities are certainly going to play a role. Appreciate your conversation and your information about your work. People who are interested, the book is released today. It is called End Times, Elites, Counter Elites, and the Path of Political Disintegration. There's also, you can read about the piece Professor Turchin wrote in Atlantic Magazine. It's linked at our website at michaelmedved.com. When we come back, presidential candidates of past and present, Ted Cruz, Nikki Haley, Mike Pompeo, what do they have to say about the president's indictment? We'll get to that and more coming up on the Medved Show.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
USA News Update. Former President Trump has pleaded not guilty to all 37 charges he's facing surrounding his handling of classified documents. Outside the Miami courthouse, Trump's attorney, Alina Haba, described this as an unprecedented occurrence.
Hillary Clinton, Joe Biden himself, retained possession of classified documents you have not been prosecuted.
The indictment accuses Trump of storing classified information at his Mar-a-Lago residence. Two men are in custody in connection with a shooting in Denver last night that left 10 people injured. Police say both suspects are being held on gun charges after being found with weapons. Shots broke out about a mile from Ball Arena, where the Denver Nuggets beat the Miami Heat to win the NBA championship. The CDC director is testifying before Congress about a federal response to COVID-19. A House Oversight Subcommittee is reviewing criticized decisions such as mask requirements, school closures, and vaccine mandates. John Schaefer, USA News.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Phrase may sound shrill or alarmist, but it's not.
It's the Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, Nikki Haley is one of the leading Republican candidates for President of the United States. And no, she's not as strong as Ron DeSantis. She is, I believe, the most recent polling in Iowa shows her drawing 7% of the vote, whereas Trump is at 39% and DeSantis at 29%. But she is one of those people who has gotten some traction. She has certainly raised a great deal of money. And she was on Fox News yesterday, and she actually surprised a lot of people because, unlike most of her colleagues who were her fellow candidates for president, she was ready to be somewhat critical of President Trump, who obviously had made a series of decisions, including a refusal to respond to subpoenas and requests to return these papers. He had not basically avoided this crisis, which would have been relatively easy to do, working with the National Archives. Here is Governor Haley, Ambassador Haley, on Fox News.
When I was at the UN, President never got an ounce of credit or a moment's peace. I also had to deal with the Russiagate because that's what they were swirling around all the time, and we saw that that was not a fact. This is what I'll tell you. Two things can be true at the same time. One, the DOJ and FBI have lost all credibility with the American people. And getting rid of just senior management isn't going to be enough to fix this. This is going to take a complete overhaul, and we have to do that. Two, the second thing can also be true. If this indictment is true, if what it says is actually the case, President Trump was incredibly reckless with our national security. More than that, I'm a military spouse. My husband's about to deploy this weekend. This puts all of our military men and women in danger. If you are going to talk about what our military is capable of or how we would go about invading or doing something with one of our enemies. And if that's the case, it's reckless, it's frustrating, and it causes problems.
Okay, so she is having it both ways. By the way, when people talk about cleaning house at the DOJ or at the FBI, there's a piece today that used that as Republicans picking up the slogan of defund law enforcement. And that's part of what Senator J.D. Vance, the newly elected senator from Ohio, apparently is planning to do. He is not going to approve any funding or do what he can to block funding for any new hires at the Justice Department. And the idea that somehow, because President Trump says so, it is now the Injustice Department, because there has been a president who has gotten himself in trouble, and not just with the federal Justice Department, but with local prosecutors in Georgia and in New York City, whatever you think of that prosecution. The point about all of this is that we realized, I think, after September 11th of 2001, how important the FBI was, how important it was to have law enforcement, to have federal law enforcement. And right now, particularly when you have gigantic problems involving drug addiction and drug overdoses and mass shootings and just basically enforcing some of the gun laws that we have now, the idea that prosecutors are bad guys is bogus. Prosecutors, their job is to go after bad guys. And we'll see about whether these charges against President Trump, which even some of his biggest fans have been willing to grant that they are extremely credible because they're based upon tape recordings, which he authorized. He knew he was being taped. Otherwise, it would not perhaps have been admissible. It is admissible. It is the most telling thing in the entire indictment. But in addition, there are positions and actions that the president took that are almost impossible to explain. Why would you not return these boxes and boxes of papers? And this is the big difference when people say, well, why aren't they prosecuting Biden and Mike Pence? And the answer is because as soon as there was anything raised about it, there was, first of all, an invitation to come in the house and to find any other papers or in the garage in the case of Joe Biden, and to try to cooperate with the law enforcement authorities. Ted Cruz is another interesting case, of course, because he was the last viable candidate contesting the nomination for president with Donald Trump in 2016. And you may remember Donald Trump had said things about Ted Cruz's wife being unattractive. He had said things about Ted Cruz's father being allegedly involved in the Kennedy assassination. And Cruz said some very harsh things about Trump when he was allowed to speak at the convention and got booed. Now he is condemning President Trump's indictment. This is what the senator from Texas sounded like, a very different sound from Ted Cruz regarding Donald Trump than what we heard in 2016. This is Ted Cruz.
This is a double standard driven by a Department of Justice that's blinded by hatred. I think they've convinced themselves that Trump actually is Adolf Hitler. And so nothing else matters. If you're going after Hitler, everything is justified. And, well, yes, Joe Biden did the same thing. Well, yes, Hillary Clinton did the same thing. But they're not Hitler. This is how their thinking goes. They're not Hitler, so it's fine. We like them. They're on our team.
Okay, the difficulty here is that for 4 years, Donald Trump was president of the United States. He appointed two attorneys general, both of them very loyal supporters of his, and very loyal conservatives. Jeff Sessions was one of the most conservative members of the U.S. Senate, who was the first appointee for attorney general, and then, of course, Bill Barr, who had previously served another Republican president, but was somebody whose first thing as attorney general was helping President Trump defend himself from the implications of the Mueller report. And the idea that Donald Trump could be president of the United States for 4 years, and it was his job to appoint the attorney general, to appoint the deputy attorneys general, to appoint all of the leading personnel in the Justice Department. Are we making believe now that Joe Biden was responsible for those 4 years? And where a lot of the difficulties that Donald Trump has had and a lot of the charges against him emerged with the previous Justice Department, whose heads and leading officials he had appointed. Isn't this a little bit nuts? We'll be right back on the MedVet Show.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show. That's 1-800-955-1776.
Are you feeling tired? Is your stomach upset and you can't eat the foods you like? Balance 7 will change that and bring back your energy. Click on the Balance 7 banner at michaelmedved.com. You can enter the code MEDVED and get $15 off your order, free shipping, money back guarantee.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. Presidents, wars, electoral landslides, Middle East conflicts, third parties, the Constitution, the founding, the revolution. That's all covered in special MedVed history programs, which can be yours free. You also get the ability to hear the show anytime you want and commercial free. MedVed Plus membership at our website. Go to michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner and a special offer, 20% off, limited time. Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for Amfed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and company, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call Amfed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen.
and sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
There's a piece with a very arresting headline and then a photograph of Marjorie Taylor Greene. The piece says Republicans lean into defunding the federal police. And the report that they make, they say that it is no surprise that congressional Republicans are mostly standing behind former President Donald Trump after his federal indictment last week, but some are going so far as to push to defund the Federal Bureau of Investigation or abolish the Department of Justice altogether. Now, the Department of Justice has been there since the George Washington administration. George Washington appointed Edmund Randolph, former governor of Virginia, his first attorney general. That was at a time when the president only had four cabinet members, the Secretary of the Treasury, who was Alexander Hamilton, Secretary of State, who was Thomas Jefferson, and the Secretary of War, Henry Knox, and then they had the Attorney General. So what do you do about an Attorney General of the United States? To disestablish the Justice Department? By the way, anyone who thinks that's a good idea, give us a call, 1-800-955-1776. Such extreme measures stand no chance of passing, but they could make chaotic government funding season even more of a headache for GOP leaders. And they quote Representative Tim Burchett, a Tennessee Republican, who was on Newsmax, and he said, "We need to bring them down before the committee. And if not, at some point, we need to start talking about cutting their funding. I know I keep talking about this. I'm beating a dead horse, but that really needs to what happens because this group is out of control. They're rogue." Okay, what happened during Trump's 4 years as president? Yes, I know part of it he was busy fighting off impeachment. But he went ahead and made the decision in the first weeks of his administration to fire the FBI director, James Comey, who was only about halfway through with his 10-year term, and then Trump appointed his successor. The head of the FBI right now, Christopher Wray, is a lifelong Republican who, it seemed to me at the time, was a very good, very well-considered appointment by Donald Trump. Georgia Republican Marjorie Taylor Greene said yesterday she is writing legislation to defund Special Counsel Jack Smith's office and its investigation into Trump. Quote, this is a weaponized government attempt to take down the top political enemy and leading presidential candidate of the United States, Donald J. Trump, Greene claimed on the House floor, urging her colleagues to support her bill. House Judiciary Committee Chair Jim Jordan broadly endorsed the idea of cutting funds to the Justice Department and the FBI. This was Marjorie Taylor Greene, who was actually speaking about defunding the Trump prosecutors. Clip 22.
Today I'd like to announce that I'm writing an appropriations rider to defund Jack Smith's special counsel, his office, and the investigation. This is a weaponized government attempt to take down the top political enemy and leading presidential candidate of the United States, Donald J. Trump. We cannot allow the government to be weaponized for political purposes. I'd also like to ask all of my colleagues to join me in this effort. We have to use the power of appropriations to stop the weaponization of government, especially in light that we know that there are others who are guilty of true crimes. Never forget that former Secretary of State and Senator Hillary Clinton had classified documents on Anthony Weiner's laptop, who was convicted of sexting a minor, inappropriate pictures. This is not how classified documents should be handled. There should have been an investigation done into that. Don't forget Joe Biden's documents that are sitting in his garage next to his Corvette where the door opens and closes. America sees this for exactly what it is, and we will not allow it to stand.
Okay, we will not allow it to stand. The whole term, weaponization. In other words, given the fact that it wasn't the Department of Justice, it wasn't the FBI, it was the National Archives, which really are nonpartisan, that needed a bunch of documents that were missing that they needed to get back from Trump. So what are you supposed to do? In other words, if there is a law and there is a rule, and it was one that has been followed by every prior president, to work with the National Archives, and you don't deliver, and you keep hold of these documents without any explanation as to why, what is one supposed to do? It just ignore it? And again, the constant recitation about, yes, President Trump is a candidate for president, and he's the leading candidate for president for the Republican Party right now, but does that mean that he should work under a different set of expectations and rules of anyone else? And Mike Pompeo, who is a obviously a former Secretary of State and former head of the CIA, has a great deal of experience working with top secret materials. And he went on Fox. He's not running for president anymore, but he went on Fox and he said this. It's clip 18.
Is it right to charge him?
Two things I think are both true at this point. First, if the allegations are true, and there's lots of indications that they are, President Trump had classified documents where he shouldn't have had them, and then when given the opportunity to return them, he chose not to do that for whatever reason. That's just, Brian, you talked about me having classified documents. I handled thousands and thousands of them over my time in Congress and then as a CIA director and Secretary of State. I suppose we can all make mistakes and get them to the wrong place, but when somebody identifies that, you got to turn them in. And so that's inconsistent with protecting America's soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines. And if the allegations are true, some of these were pretty serious, important documents. So that's wrong.
Okay, one of the documents was drawn up. It was a plan, an analysis of what it would be like if the United States actually had a military strike against Iran. And that, because of the Iranian nuclear program and because of other excesses of that horrible government, that had been a real consideration. That was the document was drawn up by the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Mark Milley, who the president also dislikes. The irony about all of this is that President Trump is, at the moment, at war with a whole series of people who are not appointed by Joe Biden, and they weren't appointed by Barack Obama. They are people who were selected as part of the Trump administration. And the idea that this is going to continue, or that the weaponization of government means that, well, we can't have that, means that Trump should be beyond criticism, even on a situation like this where someone like Mike Pompeo, who was a loyal member of the administration from its beginning to its end, the idea that Mike Pompeo even would recognize that if there was something wrong here, it's a serious matter. This is not simply a bunch of newspaper clippings that fell out onto the floor. There is something much more complicated here, and part of the evidence for that came from the president's own attorneys. That will be a big issue in the trial as it goes forward. When we come back, I want to play some of what a lonely voice in the Republican Party is saying. It's a lonely voice. It's a strident voice. It's an aggrieved voice from Chris Christie. How did he do last night on his town hall? And then a disaster at the White House involving a trans woman who found it necessary right after she met President Biden, who's wearing his sunglasses. This is before his root canal surgery. She took off her shirt and began jiggling her breasts on the White House lawn. And what has the reaction been? And what about this rumor that the Trump campaign is going to begin focusing on the very private parts of one of their leading opponents? What does that mean? We will let you know all of that coming up in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master plan destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit KaanapaliResort.com. That's KaanapaliResort.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.